It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Hey there, welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. It's Brock and Hunter.
What's up, man?
Happy Friday. Should we be time specific on these? Because people are probably listening. Whenever, wherever. So happy whatever day it is.
Well, we'll tell you. It's Friday at, 9:38.
Yeah. Or it could be Tuesday, 2056 at 7:52.
Talking to you from the future.
Whoa, no. Well, from the past to the future.
To the future?
Yeah. If it's 20... God, you're dumb.
Wait, didn't you say 2057?
Yeah, but we're in the past. If they're listening to it then, this is from the past. They're in the future.
I thought you said we're in 2057.
God, you're a dumb slut.
So if you're in 2057, what's it look like?
Yeah. Wonder if we'd still be alive in 2057.
Probably not.
That's 57... Yeah, we'd only be like, well, say I was born in 86, 96, 2006, so that's 20. Yeah, I'll be 70-something.
70-something?
Like 71.
Sam?
Yeah, I'll be 71. That's not bad. Yeah. I'll totally make it to 71. Yeah. Probably still going to be hot. Just a good-looking old man.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress, talking about my future sexy self, tan rip Jesus. I thought this was interesting. So apparently... Starbucks just announced that they're going to start blocking people from using their free Wi-Fi to watch porn in their stores.
That's a problem, huh?
They say they've always wanted to do that, but can never find a web filtering solution that would do a good job blocking porn. But they say they found one now, so the ban is on. It'll start next year. So I guess if you want to get your Starbucks porn watching in, do it now.
Who's taking the laptop to Starbucks to get on Pornhub?
That's my question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, be honest. Have you ever watched inappropriate material out in public?
Other than the basement? No, of course.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
I mean, no, I'm not going and, doing the deed at other places. But, say Reddit.
Yeah, but that's not, you're not purposely searching out.
I'm not typing in Pornhub.com, but I have a Reddit and a bunch of subreddits are set up in my subreddit.
Yeah.
And I do have a not safe for work subreddit.
Okay, but if you're out in public, though, you probably scroll past it pretty fast, don't you? Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're not going out in public purposely to use Wi-Fi at a place to look up porn.
To get your rocks off?
I just don't understand why this is, I guess this, it is. We're perverted people. That's what we do. Some people get their jollies by going to places and watching it in public, but...
It's weird.
I mean, what if we... The internet is the most amazing thing. It is the most amazing invention of mankind. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No doubt about it. And look what we do. I mean, you could access all the world's knowledge. You can learn. You could read about presidents. You could talk to someone in a different language. It helps. But instead, we have to have stores put... website blockers because people cannot stop from watching porn.
So this is what they're probably doing. They're probably going to Starbucks, get their coffee, they sit down, and then I think they download it and then take it back to the house and then do the deed.
Really?
I think so. I don't think anybody's doing the deed at Starbucks.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past people. I mean, I've seen pictures all over where people are like getting busted watching porn like at libraries. And it's like, good God.
Why does that guy have a blanket on? It's not even cold.
I don't understand this. And I guess it's baffling to me that it's such a problem that, and obviously Starbucks is a huge company with stores all over. So, I don't know, maybe the little mom and pop cafes don't have to worry about this.
Did you ever bust anybody out watching porn where they shouldn't be?
I never have, no.
No. You ever bust in on Kiki?
Watching porn? No.
No.
I saw her search history once.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, I don't know.
They're mysterious about it.
Yeah, they are.
They go out to like La La Land.
And ladies, don't be. Now, if you're telling me you like to go to Starbucks and watch porn, I may be like,
I want to throttle back.
Just maybe take it easy a little bit. Yeah. You know, wait till you get home. I know looking at those sexy mochaccinos can really get you going.
But don't be shy about it, ladies.
No, don't be shy about it.
You're gonna be mad.
I mean, you could be a little shy, and by that I mean don't go do it at Starbucks.
Right.
Don't go to Starbucks with me and then go, hey, check out this awesome video. Nah. And it's, you know, some anime porn. I'm like, whoa, come on now. Nice. Really, just don't do it anywhere. Don't do it at a Starbucks. Don't do it at any cafe. Don't do it at a McDonald's. Just save it at home.
We kind of busted a buddy one time.
Oh, really?
We were at a party, or as he threw a party. And he was using his Bluetooth speaker to, like, play music the whole night.
Yeah.
And everybody left at some point, and it was just, like, him, myself, and my brother, I think.
Yep.
And he goes to bed, but he forgets his Bluetooth speaker still connected into the kitchen. So he's in his bedroom doing the deed, yes. Watching porn. And you could tell he's in there like, why isn't there no sound on my phone? And you can hear him like turn it down a little bit too.
Yeah.
We're all still in the kitchen like taking shots. And all of a sudden you hear the Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's embarrassing. We know what you're doing, man.
And they're just beating the.
Come on, man. Wait till we're gone.
Yeah, wait till we're gone, for God's sakes.
Weird.
Half the party's still here. We're still playing Monopoly over here, for God's sakes. It's terrifying now because we finally got the Google Home. I never have my Bluetooth on. I never do. If I turn it on, I'll turn it off.
Yeah.
But I'm still waiting for that day when, Kiki and I are going to be home. I'm going to go into the bathroom, and all of a sudden over the Google Home, it's going to be.
It's always full volume.
Just full volume.
Yeah.
Hey, Google. Turn it down.
Do you ever get one of those Facebook videos? It's like, wait till the very end, and it is, and it's what it is. It's just a lady screaming sexually. Oh, my God. And it's one of those anticipation videos, so you have to turn it up really loud.
So, make sure your volume's up for this. You don't want to miss it, and then,
I was in a restaurant last year, and somebody pulled that on me, man. Oh, my God. Embarrassing.
That is hilarious,
dude.
Yeah,
just sitting there by myself, too. God. Yeah. And I'm looking over, like, oh, I swear, people.
It's a, oh, geez, oh, God. Oh,
it's
God.
A Facebook video. I'm not.
Everyone's just look at this degenerate, right, this sick bastard.
Couldn't wait.
What is wrong with you?
It's embarrassing.
So, yeah, I can't believe that's a story we actually had to read, but it's out there now. Starbucks cutting off the porn.
Yeah, drink your coffee, go home, and do the deed.
It's like we're going to have to go to Big B's. Do you guys allow porn on your Wi-Fi here? I just want to make sure.
Right.
Starbucks kicked me out. Jesus. All right, well, that's going to do it for the Plan B After Show podcast. Don't forget to listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday on Rock 107 WIRX 6 to 10. And guess what? We'll see you next time.
Yeah, let's go to Starbucks.
I'm bored. I'm horny. Mitch, I'm lonely.
I'm lonely.
See you guys next time.